Let's improve upon that last example by using a popular JavaScript library called jQuery that will allow us to clean up our code while still avoiding the issue we encountered earlier, whereby some code that I wrote was executed prematurely, before the elements I needed to exist in a DOM actually existed. Notice here, in dom2.html, I have a script tag already with an attribute of source whose value is the URL of the latest version of this library. Below that, I have a separate script tag with no source, but where I've left room to actually write some of my own code. The code I'd like to write is as follows. $, which is really just shorthand notation for jQuery itself, open paren, document, close paren. In other words, I'm simply passing as an argument to a function called jQuery the document, the global variable that already exists inside of any web page. Then let's do .ready, calling a function or method that specifies that the following chunk of code should be executed only once the whole document is ready, specifically this anonymous function here. $, quote unquote, pound demo, which specifies that I'd like to get the element from my DOM whose unique identifier is demo. And then once we've gotten that, let's register with it an event handler for the submit event by specifying .submit, passing to that an anonymous function that expects one argument that we'll call event, which is ultimately just going to be a reference of sorts to the actual submission event just in case we'd like to access that directly. Meanwhile, let's specify open brace and close brace, and inside of those braces, let's actually write the code that we want executed when this form is submitted. Alert, quote unquote, hello, comma, space. Let's concatenate onto that the result of calling $, quote unquote, pound name, which specifies that I'd like to get the element in my DOM whose unique identifier is name. And let's now call a function inside of that object called val, which gets the textual value that the user has typed in. And let's concatenate onto that just for fun, an exclamation point. Lastly, rather than just return false as we did before, let's be a bit more explicit and specify that given that event object, we'd like to prevent its default behavior by specifically calling a function or method called preventDefault as follows, event.preventDefault. Let's now save the file and open it up in my browser. http://localhost/dom2.html. There's that form. Let's input David, clicking submit, and hello David is back.